Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. My name is Will Morris, and it's a delight to see you all today. Today is a different day. I have already angered some of our congregation members by breaking to them the fact that the worship service would start at 10:30. They were here very early. And let me offer this, because I'm not trying to criticize. When we meet as a combined congregation, generally those services are at 10:30. I do my best to put it in the preceding Sunday's bulletin so that there's a little bit of heads up. And this is sort of the standard procedure from here on out. Any time you are in question about whether or not we will have worship due to snow or rain or flood or pestilence or whatever happens, or you wonder whether the worship service has changed because it's a combined worship, if you call the church phone, I will have updated the message. And I will attempt to do that by midweek. So if you call Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you should have the latest information about our understanding of Sunday. And if it's a day-to-day thing, like Sunday morning and we get 3 feet of snow, I'll as soon as we make the decision not to have worship service, which is usually early in the morning, like 6 a.m., I will put it on the phone system as well. Is that okay? I know, I'm pretty sure everybody's got a phone. I know that Mark Doctor doesn't have a cell phone, but he does have a landline, so we're all right. Smoke signals. We'll send smoke signals to Mark Doctor. So, my apologies if you didn't get the word. If we use that system from here on, I think it'll be valuable. Today is World Communion Sunday. I'm not going to read for you the history that is on the back of your bulletin, but if you're interested, I hope you will read that. This is an opportunity today to donate money to the Church Universal, the United Methodist Church Universal. And that is gifts that go towards scholarships for ethnic and minority students, money that also goes to the ethnic scholarship and ethnic in-service training programs of the General Board of Higher Education and Ministry. One of the hallmarks of the United Methodist Church is our commitment to education and our hope that we can have a clergy that is reflects the diversity of the world. That is why this church supported the Korean-American Congregation of Christ Church. That is why we support the Tongan Fellowship. That is why we support the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship. Because we believe that God has called all people and all cultures to the good news of Jesus Christ. So if you're interested in education, here's a fun fact to know and tell. How many of you have ever heard of American University? It is a geographic fact that American University borders Wesley Theological Seminary. Why is that? Well, the reason is that American University started out as a United Methodist institution with the seminary right there, and now American is a separate organization. But Methodists are interested in education and have been for a lot of years. So think about donating if you so choose. That would be terrific. Also, a reminder, we will not have a community meal today, but we will have a reception. And it's good stuff. It is cheese and crackers. It is fruit. It is coffee. So if you have an opportunity right after worship service, if you would join us in the parlor, we have treats for you. So please join us. And also, I'm hoping that Kathy uses that opportunity to show some Aurora Crop Hunger Walk videos. I think that's her plan. But let me bring Kathy up because she has some important information about the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk. Daniel Claywitter, what day is the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk? The day that she's about to announce. There we go. Said like a true clergyman. There we go. Daniel, we're hoping that you will walk with us on Sunday, October 20th. Kathy, is Sunday, October 20th the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk?
It is
It is. Daniel, what day is the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk? There we go.
Good morning. I have a short message today, and that is, will you join me in fighting hunger? I have 6 quotes I'm going to give you that hopefully will tug at your heart. Overcoming poverty is not a gesture of charity, it is an act of justice. Nelson Mandela. Lack of work worries me. My children were hungry, and I told them the rice was cooking until they fell asleep hungry. A mother in Egypt. If you can't feed 100 people, then feed just one. Mother Teresa. I skip meals so I can feed my surviving children. Poverty breaks you down, but you should be hopeful and strong. A Delhi mother who lost 2 children to malnutrition. What is poverty? To come home and see your children go hungry and not have anything to give them. A mother in Brazil. It wasn't my turn. The response of a U.S. child when she fell asleep at her desk when asked if she had had anything to eat. It wasn't my turn. Please help us to ensure that those words are not spoken here in the United States or globally around the world. Please consider walking with us, Burns United Methodist Church, as well as 11 other congregations in the Aurora area on Sunday, October 20th. Or you may fill out a rice bag and refill it with coins that you may have. Or bring canned food donations for Aurora Interchurch Task Force. I ask you again, will you join me in helping fight hunger?
Thank you, Kathy. Obviously, it means a lot to you, and it does to all of us. That is an invitation to all people of all congregations to join us on Sunday, October 20th. The other way you can do it is if you'd like to sponsor one of the folks who is walking, and I know the walkers. How many people are planning to walk and have already sponsor forms? Great. Okay, so look around at those hands that are raised, and if you want to donate to a walker, if you're on the web, Kathy can point you toward the Church World Service website. The Aurora Crop Hunger Walk has a website. I have a page on that website if you want to donate through me. We'll make sure your money gets utilized correctly. The other thing I need to tell you, usually this isn't our opportunity every quarter to worship together. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, there was a death in the larger Tongan community in Denver. Apparently, and I think I have this right, the lay leader of Aurora First Church, her father, she is Tongan, her father is a clergy member, he passed away. And so the Tongan congregation decided that they needed to be at the funeral, which is today at 10 o'clock, so that they could sing in honor and in memory of his passing. So the Tongans won't be with us, but we have some of our wonderful brothers and sisters from Ghana, and I will present to you, I think most of you know, but Pastor Emmanuel Nkansa is the pastor of that congregation. Emmanuel, would you stand up just so we can recognize you? If there's ever a question, look toward the front of the church. He is in the suit that glows. That is Emmanuel. He has a halo, too. Well, I 2 things for you. One, crazy week weather-wise. We kicked on the heat. Is it warm enough in here for you? Okay, so I won't pull out the fire and brimstone sermon for this morning. But thanks to, I think it's Rich Stevens who got the heater going. Thank you, Rich, and Barbara, for your work as well. Thank you. And they say that today it will be 70 degrees, tomorrow will be 80 degrees after Thursday's snow, so who can tell? And I know I want to make sure everybody has the opportunity after the parlor and the reception, because I know that several of you want to get home to your TVs so you can watch the Broncos destroy the Dallas Cowboys. And I apologize for that. I'm kidding. We'll see how it works. You know, that was probably pastoral suicide. Any potential donation that I could have gotten from the fourth row is now gone. So, but did you have an opportunity to look up at the mountains this morning? My goodness, that is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Well, again, I ask your indulgence that we might donate toward World Communion Sunday. I want you to think about this, that on this Sunday, we are in solidarity with people all over the world who are holding up the body and blood of Jesus Christ and are recommitting their lives to the good news of God's kingdom. That's an amazing thing, to think about the worldwide movement that began well over 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem. So let me ask you at this time, use the opportunity, let us all raise up on our feet, let us look to those close and far in the sanctuary, and welcome each other in the peace of Jesus Christ. Good morning. Welcome back. How many of you watched the Colorado Rapids last night? How many of you know what the Colorado Rapids play? Okay, three people. There we go. What do they play? You did watch them? You were working last night. Would you have watched them had you had the opportunity? Okay. So football is okay for you, right? Okay. Yeah, the rest of the world calls it American football, what we call NFL. So, you know, deal with it, because there's a lot of folks. Anyway, the key about last night's game, the Colorado Rapids beat the second place team in the league 5-1, which is an amazing soccer score, even if it's not your home team. The first goal was scored 14 seconds into the game. So anybody who says that soccer is not an exciting sport, I graciously offer that you're wrong. No, soccer may not be your game, but it's pretty amazing. Bill Mitchell's back. Good to see you, Bill. Okay, here we go. So, I came in this morning and looked up at Peggy's console, her cockpit there on the organ. And if I don't know, you probably can see it up close. The music is Johann Sebastian Bach. So the page is dark with notes. And Peggy was doing her calisthenics with her fingers, because it is amazing what you will hear. So let me ask you to think about the many, many blessings that God has brought into your life, not least of which is our opportunity to worship with brothers and sisters and be here together. But think about God's blessings and listen to the blessing that is Peggy Blocker interpreting Johann Sebastian Bach's Prelude in F Major. Let us worship the Lord.
morning. Will you all rise if you're able and join us in the hymn of praise, number 465, Holy Spirit, Truth Divine.
Those of you who are lectionary readers of your Bible, excuse me, probably figured out that I'm not on the lectionary today, but rather this is a passage from the letter to the Hebrews that draws us together because it is sort of the foundation of our faith. And so I would call your attention to Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and then following with chapter 2, verses 5 through 12. Excuse me. It's on page 204 of the New Testament section of your Pew Bible, or if you're reading the large print Bible, the big red ones, it is on page 264 of the New Testament. So hear these words and think about how they draw us together as people of God. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by a Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom He also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and He sustains all things by His powerful word. When He had made purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name He has inherited is more excellent than theirs. Now God did not subject the coming world about which we are speaking to angels. But someone has testified somewhere, "What are human beings that you are mindful of them, or mortals that you care for them? You have made them for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned them with glory and honor, subjecting all things under their feet. Now, in subjecting all things to them, God left nothing outside their control. As it is, we do not yet see everything in subjection to them, but we do see Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God He might taste death for everyone. It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Today is in remembrance by Craig Courtney, and basically it's in honor of World Communion Sunday today. It's the words from the Last Supper, and as we'll remember this as we take the wine and the bread later to remember Jesus, also admonishes us to, as Christians, to feed the poor, as in crop walk, and heal the sick. So teaches us how to be Christians too.
Thank you, Burns Choir. One of the things we talk about every Sunday is how God asks that when we come to worship service together, that we bring everything that is on our hearts and minds. And so I want you to think for a few moments about what you are bringing to the foot of the cross today. I want you to think about the times this week when you smiled, when you laughed. I want to think about the times this week when you shook your head in disbelief or disgust over something you saw in the news. I want you to think about times this week when you recognized God's presence as close as your next breath, as intimate as the next beat of your heart. And I want you to think about those times this past week when you said in your heart, in your mind, why isn't God doing something about that? And I want you to spend a few minutes with that list in your heart and your mind, offering it to God. A moment of silence. My brothers and sisters, I have occasion to talk to folks about praying. Over the years, folks have told me that they don't know how to pray. They don't know if they're doing it right. I'm not psychic. I don't have a crystal ball. But I can guarantee you the right way to pray. And that is by asking that God's will be done, that God's kingdom be brought about on earth as it is in heaven. I guarantee you that's the right way to pray. And so, let us join our voices with those throughout the world who this morning are calling on God's grace, asking for God's direction, and committing themselves to God's kingdom. Let us, in whatever language is most comfortable to you, pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, I'm going to offer the pulpit to Reverend Emmanuel Nkansa, the man with the glowing suit.
Good morning, everyone. Before we continue, I would like to express our sympathy and condolences to our brother James, who had one of his family members pass away last week, and also keep him and the family in prayer. At this point, I would like to call the Ghana Church, Ghana Fellowship, to come forward to sing a song unto the Lord. Could you come forward, please? We are going to sing in Akan. All the nations shall praise the Lord. Amen. All the nations shall praise the Lord. Shall we share a word of prayer in our camp? Yerra de Paya da was Sibium se Wama Busumi Aqua Pro and Wama Fufro assign a betrayal beam. Yet I was civil at the end in a moon, yet I was sick. A way a fico bell. Demunti a rade, while we ensu the yang aquaba. Yanti asembo ni biara, yeti asembo ni bimpua. Eye unyankupon na unyimu agenji na. Eko suwa etu ya mwishye wansase asafu. Eko suwa se usebebo ya mwubayi erade. Womra afi ekot newye yei. Basabasa sembo ni ayemfri unyankupon. Ubonifone jine tu biara. Sini jina ano kwanye ewe Kristo Yesu dinimo. Esse assunto de mais é mais as I bring a busiani be a cabby at the nation one sa. Chichi a busiano, a rare, come on home. Ya will hear Biara was a ferrade, or the Bemaum. A Pajan Bans Church. A disha one sa, Pastor Morris, a show one sa. Kosuana, a rade, see as a free Kosuana come on home. Or won't be Biara or Yemu. Yemiano Mutunga for Paja Womba when you move as a ferrade. Esse. Onyame a wefiti ni pepi asino e wo sasa funumu no obema awie peye e di nu amotwe a woni yentem sabri shobonsa kaino rade omra o sabe bana chibie mu sese bejene tata na odina babidu asumwie mu epeja United States of America Congressmen, senators, House representatives, near Ekosubiara, Erade, Enya Wunshi Sheyeno, Unyami Peku, Yesu Demo, Usisse, or the Boyeni et Nasua, and as or the Boyeni Shishe and Shisheya, at Renefo and our Wunshishom. Yes, sir, O Tredian Bunyankopo, Ensusu Yepiara, Wosusufa, or Menyuwa, Erade. And fast, you ma wo ma die onyame pagu e wo Jesus name ma wo nyansa ma wo adwene a obetimi di ebu oman yi e wo asuntwe mu ya di Democrats e hye wo nsa Republicans e hye wo independence ya di wo nyi nara e hye wo nsa se wo twedi ambo nyankopon be kasa fa wo mu na asuntwe aba oman yi mu ya ye government shutdown ya e kosui. Ora Yesu ye pija shawunsa. Kasama wuma kasama enyafu. Yenye yenti mi nkosa hafi duya di muu. Ma yini mse. Udiya ubiti miya kasa. Ama suje apa. Yini adia yesre wu. Adoba Yesu Kristo demu. Kristo emre anon Yesu. Yafu wano wano. Wachire wose. Wamompa yese. Yene jawosu. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend. Let me ask you, the communion stewards, to join me at the Lord's table. And if you're interested to follow along in the liturgy, you open the hymnal to page 9.
Let me offer a word of explanation. I believe, excuse me, most of us who are here today have been part of the United Methodist Communion celebration. If you haven't, not a problem. A couple of words of explanation. One, we believe in open table communion, which means that as Christ offered his food and drink to all who would come, you are invited to come to the Lord's table this morning. The expectation is that you recognize your sins, the recognition that you have fallen short of God's call, that you have repented of those sins, you've turned away from them, and that you plan to live a life that more closely follows the footsteps of Jesus. As you come forward, we will have two different stations. We'll rip off a chunk of bread and offer it to you, and then the stewards beyond the center will have trays that have small cups of grape juice. We worship with grape juice in the United Methodist Church. So once you have received both of those, the baskets on either side, as you come down the center aisle and go back toward your seat, the baskets are the place to put the cup. Our ushers will be standing there if you'd like to make a donation to World Communion Sunday or to the congregation. And then you're welcome to either come up to the communion rail if you'd like to pray here, or back to your seat in order to do that. So the table is set. Jesus has invited you. Let us be about the worship of our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. Jesus healed the sick. He fed the hungry. He ate with sinners like us. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your holy church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In like manner, when the supper was over, he took the cup. Again, he gave thanks to you. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we together proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these your gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. My sisters and brothers, because there is but one loaf, we who are many are one body. For today we will all partake of this one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. This cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. My friends, the table is set. The meal is ready. Your hearts are here. As you are released by the ushers, come forward to partake of this meal of Jesus. My friends, join me for the final prayer of the liturgy on the bottom third of page 11 in your hymnal. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
For our closing hymn, let me ask you to rise as you are able and turn in your hymnals to number 438. Let us rise so that we might sing together, Forth in Thy Name, O Lord.
Couple of reminders. One, I'm eager that all of us can participate in the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk in a couple of weeks. Kathy's working on the course. Apparently part of it got flooded away, but we will walk, and I'm hoping that many of you can, and the rest of you can donate food and monies to those who will be walking. A reminder also, right after this worship service, if you go out through the narthex, turn left, you'll be in the parlor, and there's lots of good things to eat and drink, and much good fellowship yet to be had before you go home to watch the Broncos beat the Dallas Cowboys. Or however it works out. My sisters and brothers, let us think about people all over the world who on this Sabbath day are thanking God for their blessings, who are praying for us and our inept Congress, who are thinking about ways we can all together be the kingdom of God. And now you're fueled. You're ready to go. The work begins now. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you who have created the Rocky Mountains and the gorgeousness of this earth, the mother's embrace of this planet that sustains us all, help us to protect the earth, to care for one another, to follow your will, to make real your kingdom here on earth. We ask your grace, your wisdom, your continued blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and all of God's people together say, Amen.